Harper Audio presents The Plague of Doves by Louise Erdrich, performed by Kathleen McInerney and Peter Francis James. Copyright 2008 by Louise Erdrich. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Solo. The gun jammed on the last shot, and the baby stood holding the crib rail, eyes wild, bawling. The man sat down in an upholstered chair and began taking his gun apart to see why it wouldn't fire. The baby's crying set him on edge. He put down the gun and looked around for a hammer, but saw the gramophone. He walked over to it. There was already a record on the spindle, so he cranked the mechanism and set down the needle. He sat back down in the chair and picked up his work as the music flowed into the room. The baby quieted. An unearthly violin solo in the middle of the record made the man stop, the pieces of the gun in his hands. He got up when the music was finished and cranked the gramophone and put the recording back on. This happened 3 times. The baby fell asleep. The man repaired the gun so the bullet slid nicely into its chamber. He tried it several times, then rose and stood over the crib. The violin reached a crescendo of strange sweetness. He raised the gun. The odor of raw blood was all around him in the closed room.
Evelina. The Plague of Doves. In the year 1896, my great-uncle, one of the first Catholic priests of Aboriginal blood, put the call out to his parishioners that they should gather at St. Joseph's, wearing scapulars and holding missals. From that place, they would proceed to walk the fields.